Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of July 2018. Supreme Court has said that there cannot be a complete ban on holding protests and sit-ins at Jantar Mantar, New Delhi, and asked the centre to frame guidelines for according sanctions to such events. Supreme Court has allowed Karthi Chidambaram to visit the United Kingdom, France and the United States of America from the 23rd of July to 31, making it clear that he has to abide by the conditions imposed by it in an earlier similar order. Supreme Court has observed that detaining authority under National Security Act should send report to state government at the earliest time possible. Supreme Court has asked All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, to formulate a national action plan to curb the growing menace of drug abuse in the society. Supreme Court has stayed Madras High Court directive to Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, to grant grace marks to students who suffered from the erroneous Tamil translation of 49 questions in NEET for undergraduate medical admissions. Supreme Court has set the deadline of the 30th of September for Centre to finalise a welfare scheme for building and construction workers across the country. Madras High Court has ruled that Aadhaar card, driving licence, marriage registration document and even voter identity card will not confer Indian citizenship on persons belonging to other nations, unless the conferment is made by competent authority. Bombay High Court has restrained organizers of pro-Rajasthan Kabaddi League from using a trademark deceptively similar to the popular Pro-Kabaddi League. Hyderabad High Court has suspended an NCLT order to initiate insolvency proceedings against Ramki Infrastructure for non-payment of around 1.27 crore rupees to an equipment supplier that claimed itself to be an operational creditor. NCLT has approved JK Paper's 371 crore rupee bid for Etrid and Sirpur paper mills under the insolvency resolution process. Delhi High Court has set aside Jawaharlal Nehru University's order imposing fine of 10,000 rupees on its former student union president Kanhaiya Kumar. Delhi High Court has observed that every violation of visa norm cannot possibly lead to banning a person from entering into the country unless there is material to show that the person concerned acted in a manner which was inimical to our national interest. Uttarakhand High Court, while issuing a slew of directions for improvement of medical facilities in the state, has said that it is the center's duty to provide special health packages to all hilly states. Madras High Court has held that a candidate who obtains the secondary certificate or higher secondary certificate without prosecuting a regular course would be eligible for admission to the three-year LLB course. Committee of Administrative Judges of Bombay High Court has granted permission to supply digital copies of notes of evidence in PDF format to parties or their advocates free of cost. Himachal Pradesh High Court has enlisted the Eco Task Force set up by Indian Army based at Kufri, Shimla, for removing encroachments over forests or public land in the Jalitha, Chaitla, Pangresh, Panali and Kulimu villages in Kot Khai Tehsil in Shimla district. Patna High Court has held that tax evasion cannot be alleged under the Bihar Value Added Tax Act 2005 when the goods transported by the dealer was found not marketable. GST Council has approved the exemption to sanitary napkins from the current GST regime. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has clarified that the due date for filing income tax return shall not be extended beyond the 31st of July, 2018. GST Council has reduced the rate of GST from 18% to 5% on supply only of e-books for which print version exists.